Mayor Bloomberg says a terror threat against the city is credible but not corroborated. He joined Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and an FBI official in a news conference last night to say the city is deploying additional resources this weekend, including law enforcement officials working behind the scenes. The mayor said that despite the threat, New Yorkers should go about their business as the 10th anniversary of 9/11 approaches. WNYC's Bob Henley joins us now. Bob, you watched the mayor and the police commissioner announce this terror threat last night. What did they say about it?
Well, I think it was very important, as you saw, both FBI represented Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Secret Service. As you said, their words were very circumspect, credible, uncorroborated. Federal officials added words like specific, serious, but unconfirmed. Commissioner Kelly described countermeasures, which support this morning's reporting, that authorities are bracing for a possible car truck bomb type attack over this weekend through Monday.
And the mayor basically said people should go about their business, but be vigilant. But again, they didn't really give many specifics about what to be vigilant about, did they?
Well, no, they didn't. There was a reference to some of the intelligence gleaned from the scene of Osama bin Laden's elimination in Pakistan that suggested he had wanted to see attacks staged to mark the September 11th anniversary. Officials on background are adding details that there may be a team of three suspects with an American citizen among them left Afghanistan and got into the U.S. sometime last month. But these kinds of tips, Sotirios, you know, they get thousands of these. 99% of the time, they come to nothing. What's happening here is they're hoping to engage the public kind of as a force multiplier. Let's remember that it was street vendor Dwayne Jackson who brought officials' attention to the Times Square bombing attempt.
Absolutely right. Is any of this a surprise? I mean, weren't officials on heightened alert anyway because of the 10th anniversary of 9/11?
Well, al-Qaeda has been under increasing pressure as the U.S. has stepped up drone attacks and targeted killings. After bin Laden's death, there's been a push on the part of al-Qaeda to stage multiple attacks in response, in Pakistan to try to respond to his death. But again, the situation here is that what we've seen is kind of a proliferation while they are having more and more difficulty staging things. Consider that we saw there was a shoe bomber, then the underwear bomber, then the Times Square bomber. There's a kind of act of desperation, but they only have to succeed once.
So Bob, how are officials reacting or responding to this this possible threat? I mean, what are they doing in addition to what they were going to be doing anyway?
In the short term, police tours were held overnight, and they'll be held for another 4 hours. That immediately increases boots on the ground by a third. You'll see increased presence at critical transportation infrastructure like bridges and tunnels. There'll be more subway bag stops, and you can expect traffic delays tied to police checkpoints.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks.